That's Scott Jennings from CNN, also runs Switch PR with us. Scott, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hey, Larry. Good to be with you.
Are you anxiously awaiting this this Adam Schiff memo that's allegedly about to drop? It's on Trump's desk, but apparently it's being reported now by multiple sources that it does include sensitive information and would likely need to be redacted. And some are suggesting that's even a tactical move by Adam Schiff. Have you heard that? And what's your take on this whole memo gate?
Yeah, well, at the beginning of this, I argued that it would have been wise, if you're going to release one, to release them both. And I also have been thinking through the entirety of this process that in any event that jeopardizes our ability to collect intelligence or put our sources in jeopardy or, you know, hinder future or current investigations, we really ought to, you know, think hard before we jeopardize these things. And so I'm worried about that, and I, of course, would support redacting any information that puts any of our sources and methods in jeopardy, because I think there's a short-term political issue going on here, but then there's the longer-term ramifications for the, you know, intelligence gathering of the U.S. government.
All the outrage about the we'll start with the Nunez memo, and we'll get to the Schiff memo in a second, but all the outrage, the criticisms were that it might include, in fact, Democrats allege that it would reveal sources and methods. It didn't reveal any of that, frankly. That sounds like they were being dishonest. But what were they talking about when they said that it would reveal sources and methods? Because I didn't see any of that.
Yeah, I think what they're talking about is the prospect that if we're willing to release information of this nature, what kind of an impact does it have on people around the world who are presently willing to share information with us, but may not feel so willing to do so if they think that information could be released as part of some, you know, political back and forth in the future. Now, that's a bank shot argument. I do think there's some validity to it, but it doesn't absolve people who've shown poor judgment, and it certainly doesn't absolve us of the need to have transparency in an investigation. I mean, look, I think the vast majority of people who work for the DOJ and the FBI are good actors and are doing their level best on a daily basis to protect us and do a good job no matter what they're investigating. But clearly, some people involved in this did exhibit some poor judgment.
Yeah,
and transparency into that is vital. Mm-hmm. If I'm the DOJ, if I'm Robert Mueller, if I'm the people who are charged with finishing this investigation of Russia, they need the American public to have confidence in what they're doing. And so, more transparency, I think, will ultimately lead to more confidence. A lack of transparency causes questions and suspicion. So at the end of the day, if you want the results of this, whatever they turn out to be, to have the confidence of the American people, I suspect more transparency is going to help you get to that outcome than less.
Republicans are kind of hanging their hat on the fact that this dossier was used in the FISA wiretapping of Carter Page. I was reading an article by Andrew McCarthy at National Review, and he was saying that simply by the fact that it might have been financed by the Clinton campaign doesn't discredit it entirely. As long as the FBI checks out the information and the information checks out, it doesn't really matter where it comes from. The issue might be, though, and Comey testified to this last summer, that it was salacious and unverified, and the testimony of Comey occurred after the initial FISA warrant application.
Yeah, one thing we haven't seen is the entirety of the FISA application. You know, we know a little bit about it, a little bit here. And there's some unknown information that we don't know. And I also have heard Republicans such as Trey Gowdy from South Carolina and Speaker Ryan and others say, you know, there's going to be a Russia investigation with or without, the dossier. And so I think at the end of the day, what Republicans need to understand is this investigation is going to come to a conclusion someday. And whatever it concludes, we have to deal with it in a moving forward fashion. I understand what the White House is doing. I understand, you know, why they feel the need to fight this out. And I fully support the prospect of transparency, particularly as it relates to people who've shown poor judgment. But I think the people who want this memo exchange to somehow be the day that this entire Russia investigation comes to an end, that's just not going to happen.
No.
This thing is going to come to an end, and Mueller's going to finish it. And there's going to be a conclusion. And I hope the conclusion at the end of the day is, even if Russians try to meddle in the election, there's no active collusion between, you know, people of the United States and Russia, which I think is a very possible outcome. And what I really, really hope we get to is how do we stop them from doing it in the future? Mm-hmm. Because that's, we don't want them to meddle in our elections in perpetuity, which I'm sure they would gladly do if we would let them.
Yeah, but I suspect the end result will be as an outcome where both sides can claim to be vindicated. I mean, where Republicans will say, "See, we told you there was no collusion," and the Democrats will say, "What are you talking about? There was collusion." Mm-hmm. I mean, I worry that the outcome will be a vague one where there's no clear-cut answers. And also, too, beyond that, I'm not so sure that the people are focusing on the wrong investigation. The IG investigation was getting very little attention, and I think that one could be the one that's going to be the most revealing.
Yeah, I think the conclusion of all of these investigations is going to be revealing regarding collusion, regarding the judgment of some people in the FBI. It all has to be known. Again, at the end of the day, I think the American people are smart. I trust the American people with more information, not less. Mm-hmm. And so at the end of the day, when these investigations all conclude, anybody involved in them at a senior leadership level, I suspect, is going to have to go before Congress and answer a lot of questions about how they conducted themselves, the process they used, the information that was used, was the information fully vetted. It is vital that we do that in as transparent a way as possible, because that gives people confidence that they can see inside their government and see precisely what's happening and how things are being done. As long as none of that jeopardizes intelligence gathering and as long as none of that puts in jeopardy our law enforcement personnel, I think the most transparency we can get is vital. So people, look, we're having a crisis of confidence in institutions in this country right now. Mm-hmm. One way to cure that crisis is to let people look under the hood,
yeah,
and kick the tires and have some confidence in what's going on there. And so I think that's where we're headed, and I think most Americans would agree. Yeah, I'd love to hear more about it, because I want to have confidence that my government's being operated by people exhibiting good judgment.
We're talking with Scott Jennings from CNN and also Run Switch PR. Scott, I want to switch gears a little bit. John McCain is writing legislation along with, I think, Senator Coon. I think he's just, about the and the proposal is it would be a pathway to citizenship, but does not offer anything regarding financing or funding of the wall. I mean, why even bother with this? I mean, does anybody really think that Donald Trump's going to sign legislation that's going to include no funding for the wall? It just seems like a waste of time.
Yeah, I don't know why they throw that out now, because at the end of the day, whatever the Congress does has to be something that's viable down at the White House, and this is not viable. I do think that the DACA piece that they have in there is going to be part of what ultimately happens, but there is not going to be a deal without some kind of serious border security. There just won't be. It will not pass the House without some kind of serious border security mechanism. And I think the president today has said, or at least Chief of Staff Kelly has said, we're not going to extend the DACA deadline, which is March the 5th. They put the Congress on notice. You have until March the 5th to work this out. And the terms of working it out are get something right for the Dreamers and get something right for border security. I think Congress apparently works better when given sort of deadlines. I'm glad the White House isn't moving it. And at the end of the day, the serious players here are going to have to get together and just understand the parameters. Mm-hmm. And those parameters are Dreamers, yes, border security, yes. We're not going to have one without the other.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you could move the deadline to July 1st, and they wouldn't get serious about it until June 24th.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate truth. And for all the people that attack President Trump for ending the DACA executive order and putting it on a deadline, you know, that's been my answer since that day. The president wants the Dreamers, I think, to have a defendable legal status. The executive order, I think, many people believe was unconstitutional. Attorneys general were going to challenge it in court. They were probably going to win. What the president has done here is put the Dreamers on a path to have a codified legal status, codified U.S. law, not under some rickety executive order. But in order to get it, the Congress has to act, and giving them an open-ended say, well, deal with it when you feel like it. Well, we know that's not going to work with Congress the way it's set up today. So I think the deadline was vital. I'm glad they're not moving it. I think it'll force us to a deal sooner rather than later.
Scott, you know, critics of President Trump have used his initial decision to pursue, a legal conclusion to the issue of Dreamers as an example of him jeopardizing or putting Dreamers in jeopardy. But in reality, it's really, a step towards a more formal conclusion. Why can they not see that, you know, it may turn out to be bad for the Dreamers. I mean, I guess it could be. But at least taking the initial step to make, I guess, a more legal and I guess, more, you know, I guess a firm conclusion to this, this could be a good thing for dreamers.
It is going to be the best outcome, and I think it's rather cynical to look at President Trump's actions as somehow a negative action towards the dreamers. At the end of the day, the executive order under which they existed, many people believe, in the Republican Party, and they control the government, is unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. Many attorneys general believe that. I'm sure there are many federal judges that believe that. And so they were always operating essentially with a piano hanging over their head by a thin wire. Putting this in the court of getting them the chance to have a U.S. law that protects them and gives them status is a much more solid status when the deal gets done. So I think when this all is said and done here, they're going to be a lot happier having a U.S. law backing their status rather than some rickety executive order signed by Barack Obama. I just don't think it was sustainable to continue to do this by executive order given the legal challenges that were coming.
Do Republicans ever envision a scenario where they and Trump get credit for it? I think a lot of this, and maybe I'm a cynic when it comes to this issue, but I believe that it's a power play, and I think the ultimate goal is votes, truthfully. I believe that it is. I think Republicans would like to carve into that, you know, that million or I guess potentially 2 million folks that will someday be citizens of this country. I think the Democrats believe that they'll ultimately get the support of Dreamers. Do Republicans believe that if they're the ones that are pushing this through and making it happen, that somehow they'll sway people and change people's minds about Republicans and their attitudes towards immigration and specifically those that are here as Dreamers?
Well, the Republicans control the entirety of the federal government right now, so if you're someone who's impacted by a law that they've passed, you can't help but give them the credit or the blame if you don't like it. So I do think they will get credit for what they do. But I actually think the larger political issue here is the showing the entirety of the American public that we can govern, that Republicans can actually govern. These immigration issues have been lingering for years. George W. Bush tried for immigration reform. It didn't happen. Barack Obama tried. It didn't happen. What if Donald Trump and the Republicans, Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, are the people that finally come together and solve what may be the most intractable problem in American politics? That would be a confidence-inspiring moment for everybody who has lost confidence that we can actually solve problems in our federal government. So I think the larger political play here is to show people that we don't have intractable problems. Things that seem impossible actually are possible when smart people compromise, put their heads together, and choose to move forward. So I am hopeful that they get a deal done. Not just because I believe the Dreamers deserve legal status, and not just because I want border security, but because I think it will help restore confidence in the ability of the federal government to actually solve problems that heretofore have seemed rather intractable.
I think that may happen, but I think that I'd be very surprised if Republicans got credit for it. I think that the narrative would be that, despite being the party that's in a minority, the Democrats were still able to get it done, and I think the mainstream media will. Work very, very hard to make sure Democrats get credit.
I mean, at the end of the day, when this deal gets done, it'll be Donald Trump down at the White House signing it, surrounded by the leadership of the Congress, which is Republican. That's powerful imagery. That's powerful imagery. And I think it's going to be a bipartisan deal. But if I'm Donald Trump, I'm on message that day. And the message is, previous administration could not get this done. I showed the leadership to bring people together of both parties to ultimately get it done. It was a rocky road. But it's a road that we traveled, and the journey is complete. I think if they can stay on message with that, I think they could get more credit than you believe. I understand. I understand your point. I guess I'll choose to be the glass half full analyst today.
You know, typically I'm I don't even care who gets credit for it. I mean, I just would like to see, you know, both sides kind of, you know, trying to solve problems. And I think it's a problem that's got to be solved. Whether you agree that they should get a pathway to citizenship or whatever your position may be on it. I think we can all agree that it has to be dealt with and we need an actual legal solution, a permanent solution. But I do think that the media, for the most part, maybe even the company that you work for to a certain degree, will work very, very hard to make sure that the Democrats get the lion's share of the credit. But I don't think that really matters. But I think that Republicans that are holding out hope that they'll get credit for it, I think you're going to be disappointed. Scott, appreciate the time as always. Thank you much.